Outdoor recreation runs wall-to-wall in our region. Whether your style of recreation is land or water-based, there's an abundance of choices. And while water recreation sites are plentiful, the types of water activities differ. For example, Applegate Lake, just on the Oregon side of the state line in Jackson County, is governed by slow speeds for boats. What power boats there are do not travel very fast. But the Oregon State Marine Board is being asked to raise that limit, with public meetings and comments yet to come. Ashley Massey is with the Oregon State Marine Board as a public information officer and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey.
So what is the current restriction on boats in Applegate Lake?
It's restricted with a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit. And what that essentially does is boats that are allowed on the water body really can't operate doing a lot of different activities. So right now, boaters can fish and just slowly cruise around the lake. And we received this petition at the beginning of November from some local residents that want to see that lifted so they can use the lake with other towed devices.
So 10 miles an hour, really talking about trolling and puttering, but nothing even close to things like water skiing, for example.
Exactly.
And Ashley, what is the historic reasons for such low speed limits at Applegate Lake?
Actually, a lot of water bodies in the state, when dams were created many moons ago from the Corps of Engineers, had those either, you know, a mile restriction limit to them. And really, the point was for safety initially. And we haven't looked at a lot of the speed restrictions in quite some time. I mean, the dam at Applegate was built in the late 1970s. And that, hence, was when the rule initially was placed on the lake for a slow speed limit. So it's worth revisiting.
And the dam is the Applegate Dam, obviously, on the Applegate River is what creates Applegate Lake. It's one of the two dams in the Rogue Basin Flood Control Project, Lost Creek being the other one. So essentially, as long as the lake has existed, the speed limit has existed with it.
Pretty much. And it's that way for many water bodies in the state.
And is there any horsepower limit as well, or is it just a matter of how fast you can take? I mean, I suppose you could take a jet boat to it then, but just putter around at 10 miles an hour?
Exactly. Yeah, there aren't any specific restrictions on the type of craft, but again, it's that speed limit, and that's what's enforced.
Okay. So you said this was a petition that spurred on the discussion of what to do there?
Yes.
From whom?
The petition was submitted by, and we actually have the petition posted on our website under our rulemaking tab, by Jordan Reich, who is a resident in Jacksonville, Oregon. And there was a long list of local folks that also signed off on the petition.
And what were the basic considerations being asked for there?
What they're asking for is to lift the speed limit, but in order to address any potential safety concerns, actually limit motorboat use. They want to actually prohibit motorboat use in the Hart-Tisch Park swimming area, and then initiate four other locations for slow no wake. So their safety and the entire petition really is pretty thoughtful, looking at safety, enforcement, and the overall demographics of the lake, composition, depth, etc., to allow for towed activities.
All right, so what you're saying is there's a trade-off being suggested here. Higher speed limits on large portions of the lake, but no wake and slow zones in areas where there are bound to be more people?
Exactly.
Okay. So enter the State Marine Board. What is the process that will be used to consider the potential changes at Applegate Lake?
What we're doing now is we've actually changed our process a little bit. In the past, what we would do is we would receive a petition and then take it directly to the board for consideration of opening up to rulemaking. And this is actually our first petition under a new process where we're seeking public comment first. So we've opened it up for public comment. We want folks to look at the proposal and the petition as it was submitted, provide comments to us, and we'll take all of the evidence, all of the comments, and present everything to the board for consideration so they can really look at all of the facts and public sentiment before deciding whether or not to open it up for rulemaking.
Ashley Massey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's a public information officer with the Oregon State Marine Board. We're talking about the proposal to raise boat speed limits at Applegate Lake, hard by the Oregon-California state line on the Jackson County side, the Oregon side. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So public comment is being taken now, you're saying, Ashley?
Yes, we're open for comment right now. It has to be written comment, which we can accept via fax or through email, as well as snail mail. And I'm happy to give that information later on if you like.
Why don't you give it now? We'll give it again later on.
Excellent. Okay. Email.
Mm-hmm.
Please send your reply or your feedback to osmb.rulemaking@state.or.us. We'll also accept it via fax at 503-378-4597. And then it can also be written comments can be accepted through mail at 435 Commercial Street Northeast in Salem, Oregon, 97301.
97301?
Yes, and we're allowing comments until Tuesday, December 31st at 5 p.m.
Okay, Tuesday what, December 31st, you said?
Correct.
Okay, so again, the osmb.rulemaking@state.or.us.
Correct.
Okay, fax number 503-378-4597. We'll put these all up on our Facebook page just in case I'm going way too fast, which I think I am. And then by snail mail, 435 Commercial Street Northeast, Salem, Oregon, 97301. And what kinds of comments are the most helpful? We ask this a lot in situations where there are public comments taken, but I know from having talked to people who are on the receiving end that some things help and some things don't. What are the helpful comments in this situation?
Well, really, how does it impact your particular use? So we want to hear from folks that recreate on Applegate Reservoir. How would lifting the speed limit impact your recreational experience? And really, what one of our charges at the Marine Board is to reduce conflict, try to mitigate or reduce any environmental impacts, and safety always comes first. So really, if you can preface your comments around safety, the environment, or conflict and congestion, that's very helpful because those are huge factors that the board will take into consideration when looking at the public comments as well as all of the other facts.
All right. Safety first. Now, is there anything like an environmental process here? Do you have to go through NEPA or anything involving state stuff or environmental impact statements, environmental assessments, anything of that?
Since this doesn't essentially impact any of that, no, we don't take that into consideration. The other piece that I'd like to add is that when it comes to potential impacts to the shoreline with motorized boat activity, there are already statewide rules in place called proximity rules. So it's already against the law to operate above a slow-no wake speed within 200 feet of a shoreline, within 200 feet of a dock, and that sort of thing. So any kind of structure, there are already proximity rules in place. So boaters are supposed to already operate at slow-no wake. The other piece I'd like to add, too, is that all boats that have over 10 horsepower motors on them, the operators are required to take a boating education course and carry a boater education card when they're with them on the waterway. And part of the education includes navigation, how to know the rules of the waterway, proper towing devices, hand signals, other laws that relate to tow devices, the number of spotters that are on board. All kinds of other safety measures are required and the boater has to pass this test in order to get their card, and they have to carry that when they're out on the waterway. So the education component is already in place for motorized boat operation.
We have some calls for you. Let's go first to Randy and Roosh. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about possibly raising the speed limits at Applegate Lake with Ashley Massey from the Oregon State Marine Board. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks for having this program. I just, you know, I'm basically a daily user of the lake during the summer, and even this time of year when you've got to drag your boat through the mud to get to the water, I use that lake several times a week, and you know, I don't know how to put this nicely, but this is the most ill-conceived proposal for that lake that I can possibly imagine. I mean, much of the time of year on that lake, that lake's hardly even 400 feet wide. So where are you going to operate a boat like this other than just, you know, a few very small, isolated, concentrated places? You know, besides the fact that in that petition, they claim that this is an untapped resource. go out there on a Saturday morning in the summer and try to find a parking place at one of those boat ramps. It is covered with fishermen, kayakers, canoeists, stand-up paddleboarders, swimmers, you name it. I mean, this is crazy. Besides the environmental impact, which I know you guys claim you don't want to address, but, you know, there was one wind event out there about a month ago that created some pretty sizable waves, which is basically what high-speed powerboats do. And on those steep-sided banks, it is unbelievable the amount of erosion from a one-day event. I mean, this is just crazy.
All right.
You know, granted, I have a vested interest in the place because, as I say, I am a daily user out there. But this is crazy.
Okay.
So, Randy, I hope you can submit comments. We do want to hear your feedback, definitely, and how it impacts you.
All right. Thanks for that, Randy, very much. Appreciate it. And let's go to Martin in Dillard. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ashley Massey from the Oregon State Marine Board.
Hey, thanks for letting me at this minute. Would somebody address noise that powerboats do? Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that very much. Appreciate it, Martin. Ashley, is noise ever a consideration in these cases? We're talking about raising speed limits. Are there controls upon decibel levels of engines, anything like that?
Actually, that comes down to most ordinances within the county. So I wish I could address noise. It certainly is something we hear about frequently at the Marine Board. And you know, a lot of the noise does carry, especially given the demographic of your of Applegate, given the high, steep embankments, metamorphic rock, the noise is going to carry. I wish I could say that we could restrict noise and that aspect, but unfortunately we can't.
Which makes Applegate Lake a really interesting case jurisdictionally, because the Oregon State Marine Board would regulate the boats. The noise then would be regulated by Jackson County Ordinance. You're saying the recreational facilities are generally managed by the U.S. Forest Service, aren't they?
Exactly.
And was there discussion with either of the other entities before undertaking the Marine Board process?
They're involved in the public comment process. So we're seeking comment by the waterway managers and everyone that's impacted in the surrounding area. So really, we're in the evidence gathering phase and trying to understand all of the potential impacts. Noise is just one factor. Erosion is yet another. So that's what we're looking for. We're trying to gather as much information as possible so the board can make an informed decision.
So I understand there's a meeting on December 16th at 7 at the Medford Library?
Correct.
Is that the full Oregon State Marine Board?
I am not sure. I don't know if the entire board will be in attendance. We will definitely have at least one member present, and staff will be facilitating the meeting. And again, it's to gather as much public comment as possible so we can present a full, balanced proposal to the board in addition to the petition, and then they will decide whether or not to open it for rulemaking.
All right, so if the three avenues of written comment don't particularly appeal to people, and we already gave, and we'll give them again, fax number, email address, and snail mail address, people can give oral commentary at this meeting?
Absolutely, yes.
Time limits for them, I'm assuming?
It depends on how many folks are present. So how long people will have to speak depends on the volume of people at the meeting. We don't want it to go about 8 hours.
Right.
So we want to be as brief as possible. So it'll really be up to the policy analyst and the facilitator to determine how long the public will have to speak.
All right. So that's December 16th, which would be a Monday, right?
Correct.
At 7 o'clock at the Medford Library with the Oregon State Marine Board. We'll give the numbers again and the addresses for written comment. And then we have another call here from Glenn in Applegate. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Applegate Lake speed limits with Ashley Massey. Glenn, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Glenn Richardson. I'm the concessionaire that manages the lake, the boat ramps, and the campgrounds during the summer season up at Applegate Lake.
And
so I've been listening to the radio, and obviously want to share some comments and concerns.
Well, let me hear what you have to say.
There's a lot of, in the early part of the season when the lake is open, there is a ton of debris floating in that lake, trees coming down from the winter season. And boaters hit them all the time at 10 miles an hour, and I would hate to see what happens to that during 15 miles or whatever else boats are speeding at under this proposal.
All right. What other concerns do you have?
I'll echo Randy's concerns about the erosion factors that we're watching. You know, boats do speed there on occasion, and we watch the erosion happening all the time, and that's a long-term concern, as well as echo Randy's concerns about parking up there. I don't know if this is going to increase use at the lake or decrease use at the lake. We're going to certainly lose a lot of anglers and recreation people, and probably obviously gain speedboat users. So maybe there's a trade-off, but on the weekends, certainly parking is very, very limited. And so if there is an increase, we've got to probably study that factor as well.
All right, Glenn, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate the time here. So, Ashley, ultimately, you said safety first, but there are other criteria involved as well. I mean, there's no one that – I mean, safety would be the big one, but beyond that, everything else just sort of falls behind?
Well, they're going to look at primarily safety and the impacts if they do change it or decide to open this up for rulemaking in the first place. But the board's going to consider safety, and, of course, falling in line with that will be not only potential congestion, seasonal components, what's the use pattern of all use types in the summertime, peak summertime versus winter. All of those factors will be considered very closely by the board, and that's why all of these comments are so important, because they're going to look at all of the facts, talk with all of the waterway managers, try to get as much public comment as possible, and evaluate all the pros and cons. What would be some of the pros to the economics in the local region? Safety, law enforcement, all of that will be weighed.
All right, Ashley Massey at the Oregon State Marine Board, thanks so much for joining us to talk about Applegate Lake.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.